A new human slaughterhouse/spa coming to Skokie, Illinois. First, a definition. Abattoir means slaughterhouse. Fictional 21st century woman at her reveal party. Mom, dad, family, friends, there's something inside me. LOL, no, it's not a tumor. It's a human. It's got boy DNA, so not me, LOL. I just need to find out if he's defective. Oh, and I'll revisit my life goals and career path, check my bank account, and meditate on how I feel about him. If I choose to let him live, y'all can call him a baby. Remember the less bad old days when leftists repeated Hillary Clinton's disingenuous mantra that she wanted abortion to be safe, legal, and rare, and I mean rare? Well, that was then, and this is now. And now women shout their abortions, salute abortion, and make romantic comedies about abortion. In the service of advancing the joyous celebration of human slaughter, a spanking new type of abattoir is opening in Skokie, Illinois, called CaraFem. According to the Chicago Tribune Business Section article, CaraFem, quote, chose the Chicago area for its third clinic because Illinois' abortion laws aren't as restrictive as laws in neighboring states, end quote. CaraFem is hoping to capitalize on abortion seekers from those other states. And let's not forget what Pinocchio Rauner, also known as No Social Agenda Rauner, did in support of his social agenda and deep-pocketed support for Planned Parenthood. He signed into law a bill that mandates that Illinois taxpayers pay for the abortions of state employees and women on Medicaid. And this when Illinois has no money. Fox News Illinois reported on the increase in the number of Medicaid-covered abortions during the first 6 months of 2018 as compared to the first 6 months of 2017. And I quote, according to the Illinois Department of Health and Family Services, there were 84 Medicaid-covered abortions between January and June of 2017. In 2018, that number has risen to at least 314 abortions for 2018. Those numbers for 2018 could still go up because Medicaid has 90 days to file for reimbursements, end quote. That's a 374% increase in taxpayer-subsidized abortion. To make women feel comfortable and relaxed while having their babies killed, CaraFem, which already has sites in Atlanta, Georgia, and Chevy Chase, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C., has, quote, exam rooms painted pink and purple and medical equipment kept out of sight, even sending patients home with pink bags containing mints and tea, end quote. CaraFem advertises itself as five-star service for five-star sex, whatever that means. A testimonial from a customer very satisfied with the abattoir's atmosphere and the product she purchased, that is, the death of her offspring, writes this on CaraFem's website. I will assume the formerly pregnant customer was a woman, but who knows? And I quote, I appreciated the classy, chic, and modern atmosphere because that is also how I feel about myself. Be strong. Your life has purpose. Make it happen. End quote. Come on, women, get with the program. How you feel about yourself is central. Narcissism rules. Be strong as you have your child killed. Purposefully killing your child is one of your life's purposes. Make your child's death happen. Just do it. Then shout it. The goal of both CaraFem and Planned Parenthood, well, in addition to killing and profiteering, is normalizing and destigmatizing killing and profiteering. In the Trib article, the words destigmatize and normalize appear four times. A lot of money is being poured into both advertising and abattoir interior design because, unlike tumor removal or appendectomies, it's so darn hard to destigmatize killing tiny defenseless humans. So, for example, CaraFem had a big pink billboard in Washington, D.C. trains that shouted, abortion, yeah, we do that. When asked about CaraFem's marketing plan for physical advertising in Chicagoland, Kat Boyd, CaraFem's director of marketing, replied, and I quote, I can't imagine we're going to be quiet, end quote. Adding idiocy to immorality, Nikki Madsen, executive director of the Abortion Care Network, a network of organizations that care a lot about abortion, but not so much about the humans they kill, made this statement to the Trib, and I quote, "I do think when our human rights are being basically dismantled, that people are stepping up and taking more bold and public action," end quote. Apparently, Madsen isn't woke to the fact that there exists no human right to intentionally kill innocent, vulnerable, dependent humans who have no capacity to defend themselves. But neither sound moral thinking nor logic is the forte of progressives. No better evidence of this claim exists than the words of Northwestern University law professor Andrew Koppelman, whom I heard debate Baylor University philosophy professor Francis Beckwith several years ago. Koppelman recited Hillary Clinton's mantra about wanting abortion to be safe, legal, and rare. So during the Q&A, I asked, if incipient human life is so devoid of personhood as to render it undeserving of constitutional protection, why should it be rare? In response, and to the surprise of many, this writer included, he nervously and awkwardly mumbled something about not wanting to run over squirrels with your car. In other words, he had no rational reason for the claim he uttered, but surely didn't mean, about wanting abortion to be rare. All this just discussed is why the next presidential election, or two, is critical. The scorched earth Kavanaugh Inquisition revealed the very dark soul of the Democrat Party and its demonic quest to make sure the legal right to slaughter the unborn is maintained. We must not allow a Democrat to appoint the next associate justice should Ruth Bader Ginsburg and or Stephen Breyer step down. Some have compared the indefensible ideology of the Third Reich, which granted to some the right to decide whose life has value and whose life is expendable, to the ideology of the abortion Holocaust that does the same. If that comparison is sound, then there is a repugnant irony in the fact that CARAFEM chose to build its slaughterhouse in Skokie, which became the home of thousands of Jews after World War II and is the site of the Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center.